Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining me again for You Can Cook Too. Today I'm doing two short recipes because I haven't often done vegetables that might go as an accompaniment to main courses. My first one today is called spinach biryani, and I hope you like it because some people don't like spinach. I associate spinach with the frozen stuff, or I used to associate it with the frozen stuff, which I always thought tasted moldy. Since I started getting fresh spinach, I have become an absolute addict. So I have joined Popeye and taken a real liking to this gorgeous, very easy to cook vegetable. This can be eaten cold also, but I prefer it hot. With all kinds of dishes, it would go with fish, with any kind of meat, or indeed with a vegetarian dish. It's so simple. Now, it serves 4 to 6, and you need some olive oil, you need garlic, you need baby spinach. The ordinary spinach would do, but it can be a bit hard, and you lose a lot of it because you have to cut off the big stalks. So I'd go for baby spinach, unsalted butter, pine nuts, Greek yogurt, and half a lemon. What you do is you take 2 tablespoons of olive oil and you put it in a pan over a high heat. And then you take 3 cloves of garlic, which have been chopped finely, and you add them to the garlic for about 30 seconds until fragrant. Don't leave them in too long, as I have done on many occasions, because they burn and then you can't use them. You throw the whole thing out and start again. So about 30 seconds. And then you add the spinach, 300 grams of baby spinach. Usually baby spinach comes washed. If it doesn't, you wash it and drain off as much of the liquid as you can. So you add the 300 grams of spinach. And as you probably know, you need an awful lot of spinach to get a mouthful. A 300 gram bag of spinach will just about do 4 to 6 people because it shrivels up very quickly. So you add that to the unsalted, to the oil, and you remove it from the heat, and then you melt the unsalted butter in a pan, and to that you add the pine nuts and a pinch of salt, and you cook them for about 1 minute or even less until they just start turning brown. And again, the other night I was doing this and I burned the pine nuts, so I had to throw it out. So you carefully watch 20 grams pine nuts turn slightly brown. And then you take 400 grams of Greek yogurt or Greek style yogurt, put it into a bowl, and into the bowl you add the cooked spinach with the garlic, and then over that you pour the lemon, the juice of half a lemon, and you mix them all together, and then onto that you scatter the pine nuts that you've fried in the unsalted butter and serve it immediately. And this is a gorgeous, fragrant dish. It is an absolutely, I cannot speak enough about how surprised I was when I tasted it myself. The fresh lemon juice adds a freshness to it. There's a slight flavour of garlic, and of course the softness of the spinach is lovely. Enjoy. The second dish that I'm doing is even simpler, and it's simply potatoes to go with fish. So if you've maybe poached some salmon or baked some salmon or fried some sea bass or bream or whatever, these actually work very well. You need potatoes, then you need either sour cream, mayonnaise or creme fraiche, and then you need whole grain mustard. That's the very grainy mustard that you get. So you mix 375 grams of boiled small potatoes with 2 tablespoons of either the sour cream, the creme fraiche, or the mayonnaise. And for the creme fraiche, you can either use the full fat or the reduced fat. They're both equally good. And then you use 1/2 teaspoon of the whole grain mustard. And you mix them together. And then while you're doing all of that, the potatoes have cooled, you can mix them all together and reheat them very gently in a pan. They taste lovely with fish. I've also used them with chicken, but they are particularly good with fish, and in relation to fish that I first came across this recipe. Now, to go with the spinach recipe, I am choosing a very unusual song and a songwriter that you may not actually have heard of. It's called All the World is Green by Tom Waits. And Tom Waits is an American singer-songwriter. He's 70 years old and he has not recorded a lot of albums and hasn't had a lot of followers in general, but he has a cult following. And in 2015, he was numbered among the 100 greatest songwriters of all times, of all time in the Rolling Stones list. The song that I'm going to play for you, All the World is Green, isn't really as happy as one would expect, as one would associate with greenness. It's a dark song, and indeed a lot of his songs are dark and write about underdogs and about the underworld. But this song was written for a play called Woyzeck, and it was about a German soldier called Franz Woyzeck, who lived with his lover Maria, and she left him for another man who had actually forced himself upon her. But in a fit of jealousy, he killed his lover, Maria, and then he killed himself. And one of the interpretations of the words of this song, and it is an interpretation, and I'm sure others may find some different meaning in it, but one of the interpretations that appealed to me, because it's a very difficult song to interpret, is that Woyzeck was somehow expressing remorse right the night before he killed himself and his lover. So here we are, All the World is Green. Diamond on a blade of grass.
balancing a diamond on a blade of grass. The dew will settle on our graves when all